Good morning.
It is pretty remarkable that the Packers got here because they were expected to. Many people were predicting the Packers to be in the Super Bowl, but then they had this rash of injuries to some pretty key contributors to the team.
Probably their biggest avalanche of injuries that's hit here in about 20 years. Ryan Grant and JerMichael Finley on offense. They lost Mike Neal, a very promising defensive lineman. And so they kind of hit, they were in reverse there for a while.
How do you make up for such a lack of talent?
They had an outstanding depth chart right from when the season started. Ted Thompson always fights to make sure that 53rd and 52nd guy on the roster are painstakingly selected. And Mike McCarthy and his staff, which is an outstanding staff, they worked with these players. They developed them and really did a great job with some people who may never be heard from again.
And it's remarkable that they could plug holes that way. Usually other teams will do that by free agency or trades, and the Packers really didn't go that route.
Part of the reason, I mean, the Packers have some shaky people starting throughout their lineup and playing extensive minutes throughout their lineup. But they have so many young stars right now that these stars have just been able to just play, and the units have been able to play beyond these mediocre guys. And that's, again, the beauty of Thompson and McCarthy.
Every Super Bowl team has a personality. How would you describe this Packer team?
It's a lot different than the 96 team, Terry, that won it all, and the 97 that went there and lost. That team was filled with larger-than-life characters. Brett Favre, Reggie White above all else. They just dominated the room. Characters, you know? This bunch is not like that. They're more buttoned down. They're certainly a lot younger. I think they're a pretty conservative group, and I think it's just kind of a no-nonsense group.
You've covered a number of Super Bowls. You even wrote a book about it. The Packers won the first two Super Bowls. The trophy is named after the legendary coach Vince Lombardi. How significant is it when the Packers play in this game?
I think it's really significant for small-town America. The NFL was made up of mostly small towns in the 20s when it started, and this is the only one that survived.
Let's turn to the game between the lines. What do the Packers have to do to win?
I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball. Nobody can run the ball against the Steeler front seven. They're going to have to cope with Dick LeBeau, the wonderful defensive coordinator of the Steelers, and he's going to be sending everything but the kitchen sink at Aaron Rodgers. So they have to not only block it, but they have to be mentally sharp at not only Rodgers, but the offensive line and the receivers. So that's crucial there. On defense, the Steelers are versatile. They can run it and they can pass it. Green Bay is going to have to be very physical on both sides of the ball plus special teams. The Steelers are going to hit you, and if you don't respond to that physical challenge, you're probably going to lose.
Any predictions?
If I had to bet, I would bet the Packers winning a close game.
Bob McGinn covers the Packers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and is the author of the Ultimate Super Bowl book. Thanks for being with us.
You got it, Terry. My pleasure.